Welcome to the Fraunhofer podcast, Listen to the Future. Today, when virtual blood flows. A new computer process can produce a highly realistic simulation of how medications act in the liver.
That's a tree structure. Tobias Preusser points to the screen of his laptop. The pattern visible there reminds you somehow of a plant, but in deep blue.
It essentially looks like a tree in nature, a thick trunk and many branches that become more and more slender.
These are the blood vessels of a mouse liver that the researcher loaded on his laptop. Preusser works at the Fraunhofer Institute for Medical Image Computing in Bremen, where he heads the modeling and simulation section. The liver, he says, is one of the main human organs.
The liver is basically the main chemical factory of the body. When we ingest food, it comes through the stomach into the intestines, and from there, the nutrients go directly to the liver. And there, the blood or the components that we ingest with the food are processed.
The Institute has been involved with the liver for a long time. It has developed a method that assists surgeons in planning liver operations and is now employed in hospitals around the world. The software gives the doctor guidance on how the scalpel should be applied to remove a tumor, while at the same time protecting as much healthy tissue as possible. Tobias Preusser and his colleague Ole Schwenn are now working on a new process.
We're simulating how substances enter the liver, are distributed through its blood vessel network, and then flushed out again.
Experts would like to calculate how blood flows through the branch system of vessels. And they would like to model how specific substances, such as contrast agents or medications, are transported by the blood into the liver and metabolized there.
For this, we first need 3D image of the organ, from which we get the shape of the organ and blood vessel branching. Second, we need to know how the substance we're observing is absorbed within the liver and how it is metabolized within the cells.
So far, Schwenn and his colleagues have taken the CT image of a mouse liver and reconstructed its blood vessels. They then subdivided this virtual model into many small elements. This way, the simulation is more accurate and closer to reality.
In this case, we've divided the liver into 50,000 separate cubes. They're perfused, and the exchange across liver cell walls takes place within these cubes.
During the simulation, the blood flow in every cube is modeled, as is the exchange of substances between the blood and the liver cells. Finally, the software amalgamates the results of all 50,000 cubes. Preusser displays the result on his laptop. The construct looks like a deep blue crown of a tree, but in reality represents the blood vessels of the mouse liver. The injection of a contrast agent is being simulated, he explains.
When we start the simulation, you can see how red streaks flow through the trunk of the blood vessel tree. That is the concentration that flows into the liver. This red color runs into the branches, even into the thinnest ones.
Now the substance goes from the blood vessels into the liver tissue. A kind of colored fog forms around the branches. A few seconds later, the vessels regain their blue color.
At that point, the contrast agent moves into the draining vessel tree and out of the liver. Finally, the whole structure is deep blue again, once the substance, the contrast agent, has completely run through the liver.
But the method can do even more. Fat can be stored virtually. A healthy liver becomes a fatty one. Interesting questions could theoretically be answered with this.
How well would a medication work or a pharmacological agent function in a diseased liver compared to a healthy one? That offers a chance to determine which medications can be processed at all and which are effective at what locations.
That is precisely the vision behind the process. In the future, it should assist in treating liver patients. What medications might best help someone? And what dosage is optimal? The new computer model could also be beneficial for drug companies, for instance, in developing new medications.
Today, many medical experiments are carried out on mice and then on human volunteers. So models naturally offer opportunities to reduce these experiments on living organisms by initially observing what happens in a model. I can answer a lot of questions before I have to conduct any experiments on animals or humans.
Many animal experiments could be avoided. That is the hope. The team in Bremen has so far been developing the process as part of the Virtual Liver Nationwide Research Network. However, before the methodology can be employed, the experts need to improve it. They want to accelerate the computation, increase the resolution of the simulation, and align the results with actual measurement data in greater detail than before, says Fraunhofer researcher Preusser.
And we hope to translate this research to a human model, transfer it to hospitals, and really provide something of value for patients.